Yeah, well, I haven't heard any of you guys because I haven't really been on this early in the morning for a little while anyway. So new driveway on a cold call. That man, it must have been a pretty good deal if you dropped everything and went and did it. But I'm with you. I hate cold calls too, but man, if you got something that good out of it, that's got to be outstanding. Glad to hear it. Go ahead. Pause for Wally. Might be done getting fuel. Jeez. If not, Dakota.
Yeah, I'm back. Got her full of JP1. My little whatever that heck thing is called, Scape. So put JP1 in her, so maybe I can go a little bit faster in beautiful Richmond. So the lights are all on. It all looks so pretty. So anyways, but long drive today. I was telling Greg I put all the M1 repeaters in, so we'll... When we get out of town, we'll put that in scan, and we'll see how it does. I did the IP Connect thing for last night, or a couple days, for all of the MI5s, just to see if that works. Got that right. And, that's it. Uneventful day. Got to go do a show in Lansing, of which I fought, and I lost. I don't want to say I lost all the way. I lost about halfway. My partner did yesterday, so I got to do today. So... I guess a 50% win counts. Dakota, good morning, NAKPP.
Morning, Wally. That's not a bad drive. I think, God, it's been a minute since I drove out that far west, but you should be able to carry this network, like, most of the way. I don't know if I'd ever talked over in Lansing, though. And, yeah, the driveway, I mean, it wasn't like it was a concrete driveway or anything. That'd be nice, but that would also be about $50,000. It was, I had a driveway when we bought the house. The builder put down a base and minimal amount of 21A gravel. And as soon as it started getting wet out, we pushed all that gravel down into the base. Mud came up, and then it turned into a mess. So, yeah, I told the guy, I'm like, I hate solicitors. And I'm like, you're selling the right product today. And he showed up an hour later, and 4 hours later, I had a driveway of asphalt millings and a nice graded, compacted, dry, no longer messy place to get to my house. So, very fortunate that worked out that way because I'm sure you guys are aware of the frost laws. I couldn't get trucks in, so I don't know. He was just not bringing as much material as he usually would, I guess. I don't know who has it next. I think it's Sean.